Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Just how did Tim McGraw lose all that weight? I mean, I know he's been working out and he's been dieting, but what was step one? I'm going to tell you that coming up. But first, let's get the Garth Brooks stuff out of the way. Can we do that? I don't know if you heard, but the phones are blowing up. Yeah, Garth Brooks is coming to Prospectors, Route 38 and Ark Road in Mount Laurel, New Jersey on December 2nd. This will be a very small show. It will be a free show, but you must have tickets.
Yeah.
You must have tickets to get in. And so we're going to give you your first chance to win those tickets tomorrow morning.
That's right. Just listen for his song, Dive Bar. Seems appropriate. When you hear it tomorrow morning, be caller 25. And again, not right now. Not now. Tomorrow morning when you hear the song and the number, jot it down if you don't already know it, 215-263-6700.
Miranda Lambert is making a case for Carrie Underwood to win Entertainer of the Year at the CMAs.
You think of what Entertainer of the Year encompasses for the year and how you represented country music in the public eye. She's got a brand. She's a mom, and that's her own brand. It's like, that's a working mom. She does Friday night or Monday night football, and she is on tour with all females right now. And she tours like rock and roll, like every other day with two babies, a husband, all this going on. And I'm like, and hosted pregnant, and went on tour postpartum. And I'm like, she's my Entertainer of the Year this year. And people need to pay attention to like what the Entertainer of the Year means. And it's all the things. It's not just ticket sales or your stage show. It's all of it.
It's all of it.
Yeah, it's very true. You've talked about that the Entertainer of the Year is such an all-encompassing award.
100%. She's doing a great job with it. Let's talk to McGraw. He was talking to Entertainment Tonight about his 40-pound weight loss. And he said, you know, when you look at Tim and how he's working out all the time and, you know, he's eating right all the time, except when he's eating cheeseburgers, like he told us, that's his cheat food. He said, you know, everything was going really well in my life, but I just had a pretty lazy lifestyle. He said, I didn't start this thing with gym memberships. I didn't start with trainers. I started by going for a walk. It was that simple. He said, I went for a walk. The first walk was 10 minutes, and I decided to do that a couple times a day. And he said, so you do a 10-minute walk a couple times a day for 10 weeks. And he said, I guarantee it's going to lead you to something else.
Wow.
So that easy. Like, doesn't that just put things in perspective?
True.
It's
kind
of like, okay, I can handle that, right? Yeah. Like, I'm motivated to go for a walk.
Yeah, which is odd because you see him with, like, his workout videos. He's flipping these giant truck tires in parking lots. But
Absolutely.
It all started with just going for a stroll.
It all started with just going for a walk. Just get yourself moving. So good on you, Tim McGraw.
Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, Garth Brooks information. You want that now, or
yes.
Do you want me to tease you and then tell you a couple of stories and then come back to
now.
It?
Now!
Okay, I'm going to, because that would be super rude if I didn't. All right, so Garth Brooks is coming to Prospectors on December 2nd. It will be, I think it's going to be an afternoon show, so prepare yourself for that. Prospectors, by the way, is Route 38 and Ark Road in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. And we're so excited that he chose Prospectors because they've been such a great partner of ours for
so many
years.
There. Right.
That's right. So tomorrow morning, you want to be listening for the song Dive Bar, because as soon as you hear it, caller number 25 is going to be the first person to get their hands on tickets to see Garth Brooks at Prospectors.
Very exciting.
So tomorrow morning, it could happen at any time. We don't know. They don't tell us that because
they don't trust us with that information.
We, of course, would tell you. So at some point tomorrow morning between 6 and 10, you will hear the song Dive Bar, and that's when it's your chance to win. Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd are planning a 2-week baby moon. They were thinking of going to the Bahamas, but she said she's leaving the logistics up to her husband. All she wants to make sure is that there are plenty of prenatal massages and 2 weeks off completely. No emails, no texts. Nothing. No social media. Like, they
off the grid.
They just want to be with each other, which I think is pretty nice because, honestly, normal people can't do stuff like that. But maybe they can get some advice on babies from Brett Young, who just had a baby. We talked to him last week about that, although maybe they can help him because he was recently talking about that car seat installation. And, Dave, this is not something that you will have to deal with, but, I mean, you think it's like, all right, you can put the car seat in. It's not that big of a deal until you're doing it. And I remember, you know, Tori was born in January, and my husband came in an absolute sweat after trying to install the car seat. And he's like, thank God we're not bringing the baby home today because, you know, I had to stay another day. Yeah. He was like, because I have to, I need help. I can't put this thing in.
Tough?
It's so, and I think you're just so nervous because you don't want to screw it up.
Yeah, you want it to be in perfect.
Your baby's life. Yeah. Like, it's life or death, you know? So, yeah, he had to get, like, all the neighbors in on helping him to install the car seat. And then, of course, driving home at 2 miles an hour, yelling at every car that passes you because you're like, there's a baby in the car! You know, it's precious cargo. But, yeah, Brett said, the nurse button doesn't work at home. You can't press a button and have a nurse come and help you when you're at home. Like, it's the most terrifying thing in the world. So very relatable stuff from Brett Young. Coming up in the next X-Files, we're going to hear Miranda make an awfully compelling case for Carrie Underwood to win Entertainer of the Year.
Now here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Hey, did you hear about who bought those pants that Olivia Newton-John wore in Greece? Remember, we told you yesterday they went for like $200,000+.
Yeah.
The person who bought them, it really makes sense when you hear who it is. So that story's coming up. But first, let's talk Garth Brooks because he's going to be at Prospectors, part of his dive bar tour on December 2nd, and you can only win tickets. Now, obviously, Prospectors is not like Lincoln Financial Field, so you're not going to get thousands of people in there. So these tickets are going to be tough to come by, but you will have your first shot at winning them tomorrow morning. We will play Dive Bar, the song. When you hear it tomorrow morning between 6 and 10, be caller number 25, and you are in the show.
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. And we're so excited. It's at Prospectors, too. We do so many shows there.
Yeah.
I know your celebration was there a couple months back. Great place for a show.
They've just done, we have a great relationship with them. So we're glad that that's what Garth mm-hmm. chose. So, all right, we're excited about that. So that's coming up tomorrow morning. Another thing that's coming up is the CMAs. And, you know, Carrie Underwood is nominated for Entertainer of the Year. And Miranda Lambert makes a really compelling case for her.
You think of what Entertainer of the Year encompasses for the year and how you represented country music in the public eye. She's got a brand. She's a mom, and that's her own brand. It's like, that's a working mom. She does Monday Night Football, and she is on tour with all females right now. And she tours like rock and roll, like every other day with two babies, a husband, all this going on. And I'm like, and hosted pregnant, mm-hmm. and went on tour postpartum. And I'm like, she's my Entertainer of the Year this year. And people need to pay attention to like what the Entertainer of the Year means. And it's all the things. It's not just ticket sales or your stage show. It's all of it.
It's all the things.
True.
It's all the things. Yeah. I mean, that is
ridiculous.
And she's
hosting the CMAs. I mean, her life sounds exhausting.
Right. So when you put all that in perspective, yeah, I think Carrie Underwood deserves to be Entertainer of the Year.
For sure.
So she's got our vote. And now let's talk a little bit about those black leather pants that Olivia Newton-John wore at the end of Grease.
Right.
That whole outfit just sold at auction for like $400,000.
Yeah.
So someone bought the jacket, someone else bought the pants. We just found out that Sarah Blakely bought the pants. Who is she? The woman who invented Spanx. And it makes all the sense in the world,
right?
Because if you remember how super de-duper tight those pants were, she said that she plans on framing them and hanging them in the Spanx headquarters in Atlanta because that is what inspired the company's black faux leather leggings.
Wow,
and
that's perfect. Right?
Really, like, I've got a pair of those and they make me feel like Sandy when I wear them. So bad Sandy, you know, like not cute, pretty Sandy, but like I'm saucy Sandy when I wear those pants for sure. Yeah.
Turn it up. 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.